You're listening to the Legal Curve post-game podcast. I'm Richard Pollack, doing a solo podcast tonight from the press box at MTS Center. And boy, you know, Wednesday, December 2nd, always circled on the calendar when it's the Toronto Maple Leafs, and it was tonight. And you circle on the calendar because, you know, there are a lot of Leafs fans who attend these games, and of course it's a Canadian team, an original six team. You know all the reasons why the Leafs are a draw, but the Leafs stink. And the Jets were good tonight, and that combination led to a dominating performance by the Winnipeg Jets over the Toronto Maple Leafs with a final score of 6-1. And really, aside from the first goal, and we'll break down the goal shortly, aside from the first goal that was scored by Toronto, the Jets just dominated the game. They had better scoring chances. They capitalized on their chances, and really led, I thought, today by the Mark Scheifele line. Scheifele is probably, I thought, the best player on the ice for either team, creating speed through the neutral zone, getting a shot on net, and creating opportunities for his line mates, Drew Stafford and Matthew Perreault. And, you know, the little lad Wheeler line picked up a little later, and then even Anthony Peluso got involved. But overall, strong performance by the Jets. I thought the Leafs, you know, they don't have much on the up front. On the back end, they have some skill, and they needed to insulate their young goaltender today, Sparks, you know, recent call-up from the minors, in the minors, and they didn't do that today. Their defense, I thought, played a terrible game, especially their top players, Morgan Rielly and Dion Phaneuf, two of their top players. Rielly certainly played better games, and Phaneuf was a little bit all over the place tonight. So if the Leafs are going to be competitive, they're going to need to start from the back end, in my opinion, and tonight they were competitive, and the back end was a main reason for that. In terms of the breakdown of the goals, the Leafs did start off on a good note. You had Mark Stewart kind of being aggressive up the blue line and then being aggressive in the corner. When he was a little bit too aggressive in the corner, he left Nikolaj Ehlers to defend on a bit of an island, and Ehlers took the wrong angle on the offensive player for the Leafs, which is Daniel Winnick. So you have a bit of a miscommunication and probably some over-aggressiveness by Mark Stewart here. It leads to Winnick breaking out of the corner of the ice. It comes in on kind of a mini 2-on-1. Jacob Trouba tries to take the middle away. The pass is made through Trouba and Connor Hellebuyck to a backdoor. Michael Grabner, former Manitoba Moose, Vancouver Canuck, Florida Panther, New York Islander. He's been a lot of places, but he gets backdoor with his good speed, and the Leafs are up 1-0. And you're thinking, okay, you know, the Jets don't have a ton of confidence right now. How do they react? Well, they reacted quite well, and the second goal of the game was one of those goals that starts in your own end. And when you're starting in your own end, that's really where a lot of goals do start, and this is only 6.5 minutes after the Grabner goal, which was 2:02 into the first period. And you know, the goal stands as Drew Stafford for Mark Scheifele and Matthew Perreault. But I really like what Jacob Trouba does here up the draw. Takes the puck, goes around the net. You know, you see a lot. But he creates speed, creates pace. And Matthew Perreault does a nice job. And the Leafs do this a lot. They go to the middle to create an outlet pass. Well, Trouba identifies the outlet pass, the best outlet option being Matthew Perreault. And Matt Perreault gets the puck up, kind of gets over to Scheifele, kind of through a couple guys, gets over to Scheifele. Mark Scheifele, who I thought had a great game, as I mentioned earlier, comes with some nice speed and makes a nice backhand pass through the Leafs defenders to Drew Stafford, who picks the puck up forehand, goes backhand, backdoor, and it's 1-1. And you know what? Really nice passing play, good speed through the neutral zone, and a really good combination of plays by the Winnipeg Jets. It's 1-1. Jets didn't stop there, and Drew Stafford didn't stop there. What you had on the next goal was Drew Stafford on the power play. And you know, the Jets' power play, I thought, looked pretty good. They moved the puck pretty well. I know they had a turnover that led to a breakaway by Sean Mathias, but overall looked a little more confident. They scored a goal later in the game that was just after the power play and wasn't credited as a power play goal, but it might as well have been. Now, on this third goal, which was at 17:32 of the first period, you have Mark Scheifele kind of coming higher in the zone. He passes the puck lower to Drew Stafford, who fires a quick pass through the seam, and I like the quick decision there, through the seam to Nikolaj Ehlers. And this is why you have Nikolaj Ehlers as an asset, because he's on his offside. So he takes the puck on his off wing on the right side, fires it off the bar, hits the bar, rebound pops out to Drew Stafford, back door. And you had a lot of backdoor goals tonight, one on Toronto and a few, obviously, for the Jets. Stafford puts it in the rebound into an open net. And the Leafs, you know, I mentioned Morgan Rielly and Dion Phaneuf here. They struggled a bit. There was a switch. There was a misread, taking the wrong guy. Stafford's in the right spot at the right time. He played a real good game. And it's 2-1 after the first period. And you know, after the first, you're looking at shots. The shots are 11-9 for the Jets. It wasn't a dominating period by Winnipeg, but you have the 2-1 lead. You're feeling pretty good about yourself. And, you know, you killed off a few penalties. You had Mark Stewart for tripping, Little for tripping, and Myers for interference. Toronto only had two penalties, Winnick and Komarov. So you're thinking to yourself, okay, you know, the Jets get out of there. They killed more time than the Leafs did, and they still have a 2-1 lead. We get to through the second period, and really not much happened, you know. It was one of those periods where the Jets put 12 shots on net, controlled the play, I'd say. Leafs had 8 shots, but not much going on. Jets, they had the penalty box, which was important, and drew 2 penalties. Parenteau and Pollock go off for the Leafs for slashing and roughing, respectively. I thought Bermistrov did a nice job drawing 2 penalties tonight's game and playing an elusive game. But the Leafs are hanging in there, so you're thinking to yourself, well, you know, you can't blow this game, and the Jets are really controlling it. But we saw them control the play against Colorado a few games back at home, and the result wasn't great. Well, the Jets got rid of any doubt in the third period, where they scored 4 goals. And we'll go over those goals right now. The first of the goals by the Jets was another one off the rush, and you saw some good speed. We talked about Mark Scheifele. Well, here's another one here. You get good speed through the neutral zone, pressing in the offensive zone, kind of on a mini 3-on-2. And Matthew Perreault's on the left side here. If you're seeing Perreault, Scheifele, and Stafford going, you know, left, center, right, up the ice. And Perreault's being pressured by Nazem Kadri. Kadri kind of, you know, doesn't play hard defense there. He leaves Perreault to make a play. And then Komarov flies by Perreault too. So what happens is once Perreault's been left by 2 different guys, Dion Phaneuf has to come by to help out on a rebound. And he comes to help out on Perreault. The puck pops over to Scheifele. Scheifele puts in the goal. It's 3-1. And, you know, this line has responsible for all 3 goals. An important game for the line, because, you know, need to be able to complement the top line for the Jets, and as the third and fourth lines are constructed, notwithstanding the goal by Peluso later in the game, the Jets really need their top 2 lines to produce a ton of offense. So you have the Jets up 3-1 here. Soon after that, the first line gets involved, and this is a goal that ends up being scored by Andrew Ladd, but it's caused by Tyler Myers' strong read in the neutral zone. Dion Phaneuf's got the puck in his own zone, looks up the ice, sees somebody, I don't know who he sees in this play, fires a puck through the middle, and he plays on his off wing, so he's on the right side, he fires the puck through the middle, and Tyler Myers picks it off. And when Myers picks it off, he skates up, has good pace, skates up, gets the puck to Ladd, but he gets the puck to Ladd. It's an easier play because Phaneuf is panicking. Phaneuf turns it over to Myers and then runs at Myers to try and make a play, well, all the while leaving Ladd open on the left side, because remember, Phaneuf's on the right side, that's his guy. So he leaves Phaneuf open. He leaves Ladd open. Myers makes the pass. Ladd steps in. And you sparks, you see, you're wondering about confidence here. Ladd fires his patented wrist shot. Beats Sparks. It's 4-1. And essentially game over. You know, there was a little bit of a turning point, I'd say, soon after that when the Leafs were able to create pressure down low in the Jets zone. There's a scramble in front of the net. Brian Little loses his man, Nick Spaulding. And the puck is put into the back of the net, or just trickles over the line, I should say, and it's 4-2. There was a challenge there. Daniel Winnick, the Jets were saying, was pushing or leaning on Connor Hellebuyck and interfering with him. And so the Jets challenged the play. I personally thought that Tyler Myers was responsible for pushing Winnick in. I thought that was a bad reversal. So the goal was called in the ice, making it 4-2. NHL reversed the goal and made it 4-1 again. I don't think it would have mattered. The Jets were the better team. I just thought, to me, I don't like that call as a whole, taking the teams out of it as a whole, being reversed. There's 2 refs on the ice. That's very much a judgment call. To me, it took so long to make the call that it wasn't clear enough to the officials. I would think it wasn't clear enough to the officials to make a clear no-goal call or goal call. So if that's the case, then you leave it to the guys on the ice who see it in real time to make that decision. So I think that could cause – that's a slippery slope there, that goal being called off. But in any event, Jets didn't let – I mean, the Jets got momentum from that, or in reality, they already had the momentum. I don't think it would have really stopped from that play. They still would have been up 4-2. But they come, and they get another two goals. Quickly, we'll go through them. Brian Little scores on the back door. This is just after the power play I was talking about earlier. Roman Polak, he comes in front to take out Andrew Ladd, leaves his man open, or his side open, being Brian Little. Now the Leafs are just getting off the power of the penalty kill, so there's problems with coverages. But another backdoor goal. And I'm sure Mike Babcock's going to be saying to our guys, well, hold on a second here. You need to cover the back door. And we're getting hit a lot on the weak side. So that's something I bet they cover up. But the Jets did a nice job of exploiting that, and Brian Little gets the goal, and it's 5-1. And to cap it all off, you have Andrew Kopp for the sixth goal, going with speed through the neutral zone, beating, it looked like P.A. Parento, I believe it was, in the neutral zone one-on-one, then going around Jake Gardner, who's got to make that play. I mean, Jake Gardner's got to make that play if he wants to be the defenseman he wants to be in the National Hockey League, and he makes a nice pass, Kopp does, to Peluso. Gardner doesn't get any position on Peluso. Peluso makes a nice move, good hands there on this goal, and puts the puck, I think, forehand, backhand, pass Sparks, it's 6-1, and it's game over. Really dominating performance by the Winnipeg Jets, as I said. They made nice plays. They did a really good job of moving the puck in transition and creating speed off the rush. One thing is for sure is they didn't have to defend a lot tonight, and I think that's credit to the way they played, and also, you know, a testament to the fact that the Leafs don't have a ton up front, especially, and they're not very physical, so I thought the Jets really took advantage of the room out there. They weren't pushed around physically. They knew they had space, they knew they had time, and they took it, and you give them credit for that. And a solid performance by Connor Hellebuyck. He made a beautiful blocker save at the end of the game when the game was out of hand, but showed his athleticism. And you got to feel confident if you're the Jets that he's going to be the guy starting Saturday afternoon at MTS Center against the high-power Washington Capitals. Really see what he's about. You know, he played against a good team in Minnesota, performed well, but wasn't really challenged. Played against the Leafs tonight, was challenged and played well. Against Washington, it'll be a different story in terms of the talent level and likely how much he'll be challenged. But you have to like what you've seen out of the talented young netminder so far this young season, and of course only two games for him. So that's it from up here at the MTS, from the press box of the MTS Center. You're listening to the Legal Curve post-game podcast. We'll be on with a special NHL midweek, or this week, excuse me, NHL this week will be on tomorrow night, Thursday, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, a short one-hour version sandwiched between H&L and Thursday night football between the Green Bay Packers and Detroit Lions. Have a good night.